Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2014. We're live each weekday, 12 to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We also make it very easy for you to hear the program at your desk as we stream the show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com, and of course we podcast the program again to my website, buckmastershow.com, so you can listen to the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule. We'll have a lead-off interview today with Priscilla Cornelio, the director of the Pima County Transportation Department, 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley has a smile on his face because the market is up today after a couple of down sessions. 30 minutes past the hour, we will visit with the Senior Vice President for Health Services at the University of Arizona, Dr. Joe Skip Garcia, will be with us in studio. If you have a question or comment, the Buckmaster Show Live line is now open for you at 790-2040. We also invite you to join us on Facebook. We're easy to find. It's my name, Bill Buckmaster, and you will soon get to our Facebook page. Let's welcome now Priscilla Cornelio, the director of the Pima County Department of Transportation. Priscilla, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Well, it seems like the speed cameras are, well, certainly they are gone, but the speeders are not. Some motorists now see those covered speed cameras as an invitation to put the pedal to the metal.
Well, we're very surprised that we've closed down, covered the cameras, but we have the sensors still there for about another month or two. And the very day after, the Board of Supervisors said to, you know, we're going to discontinue the cameras, that people started speeding past the 11 camera locations. I was shocked. We have a 400% increase in speeding happening at the 11 camera locations.
And this is verified, but because the sensors are still in the cameras.
That's correct.
Yeah, they may not be taking pictures, but they're registering people who are above what?
It's 11 miles an hour.
So if the cameras were still, they'd been flashing a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they were still up.
Absolutely. It was, again, a 400% increase in speeders at the 11 locations. It's, as I said, I did not expect that.
So what are you doing about it?
Well, we are putting together a plan, a safety management plan that we're going to be presenting to the Board of Supervisors and probably within a month or so. And it's going to be a collaboration with the Sheriff's Department and the Transportation Department. What we have to do is we have locations where you have speeding. We also have locations where you have a lot of crashes. And sometimes a lot of those crashes are due to speeding. And that's one of the things we kind of want to bring those two issues together, again, working with the Sheriff's Department and seeing where are the issues and, you know, how can we address them?
Yeah, because the Sheriff's Department will still have the mobile units that will be doing the radar, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so they could easily locate themselves by one of those former cameras.
Yes, absolutely. But as I said, we may find some other locations that we need to start beefing up some of our speed enforcement, the places where we've been having a lot of crashes.
Priscilla Cornelio is with us. She's head of the Pima County Department of Transportation. And for those that think that the cameras are gone entirely from all of Pima County, no, they are still in the city. I bet you get asked this question at least 6 times a day.
Since we've taken ours down, you're right. People are confused. There is different programs within the city of Tucson and Pima County. So the cameras are closed, Pima County.
Let's talk about your ongoing, constantly trying to upgrade our roads. The last survey I saw showed 60% of the roads really are in kind of dire need of work.
That absolutely is correct.
I mean,
sadly.
Where are we in the program right now?
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, we have almost 1,800 miles of paved roadways in Pima County. And, you know, such a large number are in poor or failed condition. And it's, you know, I sort of wish I could win like the $100 million lottery and come in and fix all of our roads. But, you know, it's unfortunate.
Make a big donation.
Yeah, exactly. But so like right now I have a $5 million coming out of the general fund, which is a first for the county, and to be used for doing pavement preservation, going out and treating some of our roads. Well, it's going to handle about 26 miles of road. So it's very small amount of road, so we have to just slowly chip away at it.
How about the Hughes Access Road realignment? Where does that stand right now?
Well, Raytheon, you know, is so important to the Tucson metropolitan area. And we almost lost them, and we could potentially can. They have said that they are limited in going after new big projects and winning, you know, from the federal government. And the reason is because we have the Hughes Access Road is so close to them. When they have things that they do, they have to have a safety arc, which spills over until where the Hughes Access Road currently is. And so the county administrator and our board of supervisors said, hey, we got to do something to keep Raytheon here and help make them successful. So what we're doing is we are going to have a project to move the Hughes Access Road 2,500 feet south of where its current location is. And so we're in the process right now. We're doing the design. We have to buy some right-of-way from like the Tucson International Airport or from the airport authority. And we have to go out and look for cultural, and we have Pima pineapple cactus, which is an endangered plant. And so we're doing a lot of all of those activities. And it's
What's the timetable?
The timetable is what we're hoping is we'll have the plans all done probably by the end of the month, January. I see it now probably in February now. And we'll be ready to go out and get the utilities relocated and those that are right there, because for the most part, it is a new alignment that we're putting out, and then go to construction.
And construction would cover how long a project?
About 4 miles long. Right. Yeah. So it's basically from, if you were to take Alvernon that runs along Tucson Airport, it would go down to about 2,500 miles and go back over to Nogales Highway.
So within how many years could this be completed?
Oh, we hope to have it completed within, after we go out to construction, within a year and a half max.
And this is something Raytheon wants.
Yes, absolutely. I think that, again, they realize by moving the roadway south that there'll be less interference with the cars and make them, you know, more viable to go and pursue additional work.
Priscilla Cornelio is with us, Director of Pima County Transportation. You know, getting back to the speed limits, I see the county is considering lowering, actually, some of the speed limits along stretches of Valencia and Silverbell roads.
Yes, that's correct. So what we try to do is we work with the city of Tucson, because some of those Valencia, and you talked about Silverbell, we go in and out of the county and the city. And we think the consistency between speed limits in the city should equal, you know, consistency within the county. And then we also always go out and kind of look at our roads that we have to sort of see which are the ones that we need to address some of the speed limits that we have to make them safer. As a place develops, you get more development there, more congestion, more people walking along the street. Those are some of the instances we look at and say, hey, we better lower the speed limits along these locations.
What are you thinking of? Lowering it from 50 to 35 and so on?
Oh, no. Generally, when we lower, it's only about 5 miles.
Oh, okay. So it's not a huge
No, generally
drop.
Not.
So getting back to the work with the potholes, this is a priority, I guess. How do you grade which ones need immediate attention? If it's a safety hazard,
If it's a safety hazard, we try to take care of it right away. I have to say, last year, in 2013, we filled 6,100 potholes.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's, you know, quite a number of potholes that we filled. And we try to keep up with it. And again, if it's a safety hazard, then, you know, we try to get out very quickly within a couple of weeks. And if it's little potholes, it might take us a month or two. But definitely we try to address all of the potholes.
Is there a central number that you would suggest that residents could call if they do believe there is a safety hazard or a problem?
Yes, and I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember it off the top of my head.
But if they call the main Pima County number and the County Transportation Department?
Mm-hmm. So if you call basically the Department of Transportation, it's 724-6410.
Okay, so you're saying 6,100 potholes were filled?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and what's the material you're using now?
It's asphalt.
Okay.
Yes.
Rose, do we have time to? I think we can work one quick call in. Priscilla, I'm going to ask you to slip your headset on there so we can hear this call. And let's see if we can work it in. Go ahead. Who do we have with us? Hello? Nope. Oh, lost him. Anyway, Priscilla, thank you very much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And remember to tell all of your listeners to drive safely.
All right. We'll do it right now. You just did it. Thanks so much, Priscilla. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, having a good day?
Having a great day. Bill, what about yourself?
I'm having a very good day, and thank you, as always, for joining us for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. The market looking a little better than it has over the past couple of trading sessions. Friday was a black day on the market.
Well, you know, we had such a great year last year, and we talked about, you and I did, that there didn't seem to be any indications that would lead you to a 30% year. Nothing in the fundamentals would lead you there. And so at the end of the year, we had some profit taking. We're still having that. We're having some evaluations around the last quarter's profits in corporations. And I think people are realizing that some of the profits last year need to be harvested. And this year, we're going to have a more, I think, traditional year. LPL is saying about 12%. I'm saying 8 to 10. But LPL is also saying that on the way there, we're probably going to have a correction, and a correction is defined as 10%. This is not the correction. What we saw last week and yesterday is not the correction. I think we're going to have some more volatility. We still have some battles ahead of us. Consumer sentiment has been up now for the 2 months in a row, but durable goods are down. I mean, the messages are so mixed that it's hard to really see a very clear upward direction, though most of the economists are saying, you know, the economy continues to be on the mend and we should have, you know, a fairly respectable year.
We still don't have traction, though, it looks like, for this year. It seems like after the new year, the market's gone on kind of this seesaw, mostly down. But I guess down being for the year, what are we down? Only a couple of?
Down a couple of hundred points. I mean, actually, it's a little bit more than that.
It feels a little more.
It does feel more because it's happened quickly. And, you know, after December, where I thought we were going to have more of a pullback, and we actually had a good December, there just needs to be, you know, the natural course of physics takes over, and people take a look at their portfolios, they meet with their advisors, and they decide that to stay expecting what they expected last year would simply be the presence of greed. And so taking some money off of the table at the beginning of the year so you don't have to worry about the tax consequences until you file for 2014, which happens, of course, in 2015, gives you time to zig and zag. It also gives you some cash. It gives you some money so that you can buy on weakness. And that's what I'm recommending to clients right now, is that we're seeing some weakness this might be a time to make some judicious purchases, but of high quality equities. Stuff that is going to do well in an economic recovery might not outrun, you know, the pace of the GDP by 20 times, which is what we saw last year, but at least, you know, a rock solid, maybe even some dividend paying equities.
So when you get a market day like we had on Friday, I'm sure you do get clients who give you a call. And they're nervous.
Yes, they're nervous. A lot of my clients.
How do you reassure them?
Well, you know, for me, the question I always ask is, has anything fundamentally changed? And if nothing is fundamentally changed and the pullback is orderly, then I tell them not to worry about it, that the likelihood is this is just temporary and we're going to be okay. For those clients who might have immediate need for that money, they shouldn't be in this stuff anyway. You know, and if you take a look at what went on in the bond market during the 600 points of pullback, bond market did fine. So again, with the proper balance and the proper allocation, you're going to be able to temper the volatility in a portfolio, which means, of course, that on really good days, you'll participate less, and on really bad days, you'll participate less.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. So, Shelley, the bonds and stocks, are they getting more? Are the stars better aligned in 2014 than we talked a little bit about the way the bond market didn't behave last year?
Yeah, last
in
year
a traditional
was...
sense, is it behaving more in a traditional sense this year?
It seems to be so far. One mm-hmm. month does not a year make.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing is some more traditional reaction of the teeter-totter. You know, the stocks are up, bonds are down a little bit, and vice versa. But more importantly, I think the market is taking into account the likelihood that the Fed is going to continue to taper its quantitative easing. It's priced some of that in already. I think the market is taking into account the difference between forecasted GDP growth and where we see growth in the equity markets, and trying to condense that rubber band, that stretched rubber band, a little bit, so that what we're going to have this year, I think, is a much more normal year. I think it'll be the first normal year almost since 2001. And what we have to do then is take a look at what we used to think the general wisdom was and see if that's still applying and go back to some of that.
China was bandied about as being one of the excuses for the down
yes.
market on Friday, that the growth in China has really slowed substantially.
Yeah, all the way down to 7%. but you know, when
what
the
we'd
world's,
give for that, right?
You bet. You know, when the world's second largest economy slows down by 1 or 2%, the effects ripple all through the places where that economy does business. And that translates to the emerging economic world because they're so dependent upon commodities and the stuff that China buys a lot of. And so when China looks like it's going to cut back its purchases, even by 1 or 2%, that translates into a lot of stuff for, you know, the countries, for instance, in sub-Saharan Africa, and for countries like Brazil and India, et cetera. So if your country's economy is dependent upon stuff you take out of the ground or harvest, then you're really affected by what's going on in China right now. And we need to work through that.
Shelley Fishman with us, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, you have revamped your website, making it easier for people to get a hold of you.
Yeah, and continuing to work on that as yeah. my
your transition.
Relationship
yes.
With the credit union has ended, mm-hmm. and now I'm still with LPL, of course, and still with the group that I've always been with of advisors, but my relationship with the credit union has come to an end.
And your relationship with most of your clients has not changed.
Has not changed
a
bit.
This. And
right.
If you want to say a few words about the transition, it was just
well, yeah. it was something I wanted to do. I didn't want to be doing banker's hours anymore. I wanted to be able to give my clients, especially those clients who have come to know me over the years, as their main source of financial advice. I wanted to be able to spend more time with fewer clients, and that's what I'm doing.
Shelley, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Several ways. One on the buckmastershow.com. Another is shelleyfishman.com. And the third way is just call me, 940-0884. We'll make an appointment and chat and see if there's something I've got that makes sense for the person who's calling.
Yeah, it's so important to meet a certified financial planner face-to-face and talk about whether the two, your needs, merge with your client.
Absolutely. It's critical that there's a good match. And as I always say, interview more than one and then make a decision.
I hope that decision will be Shelley Fishman. Shelley, have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, It is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:35 on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster presented by our friends at Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration. Give them a call, 520-390-2247, or if you didn't get a chance to jot down the number, just go to their website, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A. I really recommend these people, MoncadaConstruction.com, and yes, they take credit cards. Next up on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to talk about healthcare under the University of Arizona umbrella. Dr. Joe Skip Garcia is a physician, scientist, and leading authority on the genetic basis of lung disease and the prevention and treatment of inflammatory lung injury. Dr. Garcia came to Tucson last summer from the University of Illinois, where he served as Vice President for Health Affairs at the UA. Dr. Garcia oversees academic leadership for the Arizona Health Sciences Center colleges, which include the UA College of Medicine in Tucson, the UA College of Medicine in Phoenix, the UA College of Pharmacy, UA College of Nursing, and the UA Mel and Eden Zuckerman College of Public Health. Dr. Garcia also has direct oversight at the University of Arizona Cancer Center, the only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center that is headquartered in Tucson and serves the entire state. Dr. Garcia, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
You have to wear a lot of hats.
I do,
to
actually.
Say the least. What do you see when you took over this position? How did you go about? What was the vision for what you want to accomplish here at the U of A?
Well, the University of Arizona is a terrific university. As you know, it's a AAU designated university, very strong research portfolio, and the spectrum that it enjoys within the healthcare, health science spectrum is really quite exciting, right? So five health science colleges, as you mentioned, covers a lot of territory around healthcare. So the opportunity to maybe, you know, as we live in a very challenging but exciting time of healthcare reform, the opportunity of bringing academic prowess like we have at the U of A, couple it to clinical healthcare delivery, designing new models, bringing research into the equation, and hopefully making, you know, Arizona a healthier environment. Those are exciting propositions for us.
How we heard a lot about nursing shortages over the years, and some have even said doctor shortages in certain areas. Give us an overview on the state of Arizona, how we're doing with physicians and nurses.
Yeah, we're actually on the low side there. If you look at the number of physicians and the number of nurses that we have per capita, we actually rank in the around mid-30s to 40 in nationally among the states when you measure those indices. And that's why, you know, when we talk about the Affordable Care Act and the healthcare reform that's associated with that, you know, this is going to have a lot more folks that will be covered with their healthcare needs. And the need for expanding the workforce is really important. And that means that we'll need to be training and recruiting more nurses, physicians, pharmacists, social workers, physician assistants, all of those folks will be part of that team. So I'm really proud about the fact that the University of Arizona has been, you know, training, you know, physicians, nurses, et cetera, for the state, and, you know, is a major educator for folks that are in the state with regard to those healthcare delivery products.
Dr. Garcia, is the trend still for young doctors to want to specialize rather than just to be a family physician?
I think that's true. I think the as it has turned out that, you know, when you talk about general medicine, that's actually become somewhat of a specialty as well. So delivering rural healthcare in rural populations, that's become specialized. Delivering care in in specific populations around family medicine, et cetera, that's become somewhat more specialized as well. But you're right. You know, I think the healthcare system in the United States has in general rewarded folks that do more specialty type work, and so there's salary differences that have been part of the gravitation of newly trained folks to be going into the more highly specialized areas.
We're speaking with Skip Garcia. Dr. Garcia is a senior vice president for health sciences at the University of Arizona. That encompasses, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, a lot of territory. And not only you've got some really world-class people, of course, the Center for Integrative Medicine, we have the program Dr. Weil started. Dr. Victoria Mazes is a regular guest on this program. One of our contributors comes on every month. I mean, that area alone has just really exploded, taken off integrative medicine.
I think that's exactly true. And I think one of the things, if you kind of link up that observation to the Affordable Care Act, one of the things that's very important for us to think about is that there's a great emphasis on wellness now, on health care and prevention of disease, rather than just looking at treatment of disease. It's very expensive to do the latter, and I think, you know, some investment in the former will result in, you know, better care for our citizens, but also, you know, at the same time, give us an opportunity of, you know, focusing resources where we need to.
And people now, a health consumer, you really have to do your homework. I mean, that seems, there's so much information. We're bombarded with ads for this drug and that drug. So you really have to try to do your homework even before you see a doctor.
Well, that's also very true, Bill. And I would say, you know, having been in, you know, academic medicine, and I'm a pulmonary critical care doc, as you mentioned. So I've been looking at how this change has been changing over the last 20, 30 years, and I think you put your finger on a really rapidly changing area, which is that, you know, the consumers are really knowledgeable about what's going on with healthcare now. You know, with the internet access, they're able to find out who are the best doctors, what are people saying about those doctors, and they're actually quite knowledgeable. And at the same time, you know, you have patient advocacy groups that have sprung up in considerable numbers that allow networks of folks to get together that have the same, you know, disorder and can actually share, exchange information. So the consumers are very knowledgeable. And I think as an academic health center, we need to incorporate the fact that, you know, our folks that we take care of actually have choices and, you know, are very informed.
You're renowned for your work in prevention and treatment of inflammatory lung injury, also the genetic basis of lung disease. What was it about the lung in particular that attracted you to that particular area of medicine?
Well, so the lungs, obviously, I was attracted to critical care illnesses. So when you take care of folks in the ICU, you know, people that are actually quite ill, you know, possibly on mechanical ventilation for respiratory support, et cetera, these are very critically ill people. And I became fascinated with a lot of the physiology and care of those folks. And so that led me into the career that I've chosen. So, you know, my research is focused on what are some of the genetic bases that make folks susceptible to develop, you know, widespread blood infection and the need for, a mechanical ventilator for respiratory failure, as well as understanding many of the aspects on how we best could deliver care. So it started off with that sort of innate attraction for taking care of the critically ill.
You know, we touched briefly on the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. It's really going to radically change the health delivery system in this country, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm sure you and your listeners know that healthcare is changing from, you know, a fee-for-service type of healthcare delivery model You go to the doc, you send a bill, the doc gets paid, and hospital gets paid, et cetera, to more of value-based care, meaning that healthcare providers healthcare organizations will be provided a fixed amount of money to care for that person across a population. So the more efficient they can take care of that individual, keep them healthier, keep them out of emergency rooms, keep them out of the intensive care units, et cetera, that will raise the profit margin for those entities. And so the emphasis is on prevention and delivery of efficient care now, as opposed to just the fee-for-service as we have currently.
Getting back to your area of expertise of the long urine valley fever country.
Well, we are. Absolutely.
And we have a pretty good center for valley fever.
We do. John Galgiani is a internationally recognized expert in this area. He's got some great ideas on some of the pathogenesis on why folks get this particular disorder. Just as an aside, you know, one of the big pushes that we have within our health sciences center is on delivery of precision health, precision medicine. Figuring out how best to treat individuals. Well, just to link it to valley fever, John and some other colleagues have figured out that folks of color, African Americans, are far more susceptible to develop valley fever, and when they get it, it's more severe illness for them. So understanding some of the genetic modifiers that make African Americans more susceptible and have a tougher course with valley fever is actually a big part of our investigations these days.
12:45 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will continue our conversation with Dr. Skip Garcia, who is the Senior Vice President for Health Sciences at the University of Arizona, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, Dr. Garcia would be happy to entertain your question or comment. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. Did you know that chiropractic care can help with migraine headaches and high blood pressure? With natural chiropractic care, we go to the root cause of your headaches and high blood pressure without the side effects of other costly treatments. At Chiropractic USA, we can also help with dizziness and equilibrium problems because 85% of the nerves that help us adapt to our environment are behind your neck at the base of the skull. If you want a natural alternative to your health challenges, call Chiropractic USA for an appointment at 818-7788. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
$12.51 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They want me to tell you, and I'll do so gladly, because I love chocolate. And if you love chocolate, head over to Silver City. Mark your calendar right now, Saturday, February the 8th. 20 different chocolate vendors in downtown Silver City putting together Chocolate Fantasia. This is a big event over there. Fun event. Just three and a half hours east of Tucson. Check it all out on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Make a great outing. Good weekend. All the places to stay in Silver City listed over there, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon. We resume now our chat now with Dr. Skip Garcia. Dr. Garcia is the Senior Vice President at the University of Arizona for Health Sciences, and also under his portfolio, really oversight of the Arizona University of Arizona Cancer Center, which is, I think, world-renowned, do a lot of great things, don't they, Dr. Garcia?
Absolutely. It certainly should be a very large source of pride for folks in the state that we have the only NCI, National Cancer Institute, designated cancer center, and in the region, it's by far receives a lot of accolades for its the job they do there.
One of the themes of our conversation here has been about genetics and our genetic makeup. A couple of questions for you in that regard. Could you foresee the day where an individual will go to a doctor and some kind of a full blown genetic workup will be almost like a roadmap for the physician as part of the physician-patient relationship?
Totally see that, and that will happen in less than 10 years, I'm sure. You know, the genetic information, the sequencing of that person's entire human genome will be part of the medical record. And the reason is that, you know, the costs of doing these have just plummeted. So, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it took $100,000 to do a single genome of an individual. It's down to $1,000 now.
And it probably will be down half of that in a few years.
Exactly,
or
right.
Down to maybe a couple $100s to do that. Almost like you would have a blood workup, you will have a genetic workup.
And you do it once, and it's part of your record forever, because our DNA doesn't change. So that will be a very important part of the medical record. forward. What we need to do now, and the promise of this particular strategy of sequencing folks, is, you know, we need to figure out how to apply this. And we haven't done as good a job on that as I think we were thinking that we would do. But that is just around the corner. You know, it's leading to new therapies, to new targets, and I think it's for all folks, right? Because we know that, you know, that Native Americans and Latinos and, you know, non-Hispanic, Caucasians, African Americans, the differences between those populations are a couple hundred thousand different variants. And so when we understand how those impact the delivery of care, the decision on what drug to take, and the best treatment options, you know, that's going to be a powerful time.
Some of our listeners may have read in the Arizona Daily Star that story about the UA Medical Center's world-famous heart transplant program, along with its lung transplant program, both those programs on hold because of a personnel dispute involving the UA head of surgery. What can you tell us about getting those programs back on track? That's what the consumer wants to know.
Absolutely, yeah, and they, you know, it's a very important topic, I think. First of all, you know, we have very strong transplant programs that are continuing. Our bone marrow transplant program, our liver and kidney transplant programs are particularly strong and quite well respected But, you know, right, cardiac and lung transplant programs were in need of some new recruitments to help us push it forward. We've been interviewing folks for exactly those programs, and we have a couple people that were very close, I think, to signing. So I don't think it'll be that long before we're back in the saddle with being able to offer the kind of transplant programs in heart and lung that, like we haven't before. I would say that, you know, with my arrival here in Tucson at the university, our pulmonary, our lung programs have gotten even much, much more beefy and strong with regard to the research associated with lung transplantation and cardiac transplantation. And so I think the future is looking pretty exciting for our ability to even offer new and innovative ways of taking care of folks
and
that
of course
need
we,
those.
And we have this strong trauma center, which was so very much in the news worldwide after the tragic the Tucson shooting tragedies.
Absolutely, yeah. Peter Ree and his trauma surgeon division there at the university is very, very strong. You know, and such a pleasure to work with Peter and that group. You know, they do outstanding work, very academic. You know, they deliver papers all over the world on the kind of work and research that they do. So, yes, I mean, I think that's what I think an academic health center can do for a community and for a state, because, you know, you're bringing new knowledge to the treatment of folks, and that is going to be an opportunity to really provide the very best care. So we're very proud of that.
And your pharmacy school is usually ranked number one in the country.
It's ranked in the top 10 always.
Along with nursing is always up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that's what makes my job so exciting, that as a senior VP for health sciences and having interactions with those colleges of nursing and pharmacy and public health, this is really quite a team effort, and when we can really get our health science college's agenda so aligned, and it becomes very, very powerful, and you can see how each element of the health science colleges are so important to healthcare delivery. I'd say that's one area that we're really actually national leaders right now, which is in this interprofessional education and practice, where pharmacists and doctors and social workers and nurses are all figuring out what's the best model for when a patient comes to clinic. What's the best model of delivering care there? We need to think of new models for care delivery, and, you know, we're actually
bringing everybody in as on a team basis, a team concept, really right from the beginning of the relationship with the patient.
Absolutely right. Spot on.
Yeah, so that gives then certainly that extra set of eyes in many cases, and the drug interactions with the pharmacist, so important.
Exactly right. And, you know, and then you think about health disparities that exist within our state and within our country. We have staggering healthcare disparities. We need to think of new ways of having more touches to the healthcare system for underserved populations, and it's going to take a different sort of mindset to do that. I do think technology, and it's another strength that we have at the university, technology around mobile apps, cell phones, whatever, that will allow you to sort of access healthcare information in a bidirectional way. I think these will be important for us moving forward too.
And rural healthcare is so important. They've been losing so many doctors. We talked about doctor shortages. We have to serve our rural areas, and this is a very strong radio station that goes all the way to the New Mexico border. There's a lot of rural people living in rural areas listening to us right now.
Exactly, and that's absolutely true, and it's a big healthcare need. We are studying that. We have several large federally sponsored awards that are studying mechanisms on how we can better deliver care. And I just would throw a plug out for our telemedicine program, because our telemedicine program is nationally recognized and it does reach each part of the rural areas of our state. And so it's another way that we're thinking about new models of care delivery out there.
Dr. Skip Garcia, thank you very much. You a Senior Vice President for Health Sciences. I bet you're glad you're not back in my hometown of Chicago, Illinois, right now, where the wind chill is 45 degrees below zero.
I'm feeling pretty intelligent this winter, being in Tucson, quite actually, Bill. You're exactly right there.
Thanks a lot, Skip, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show is, we thank Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests, Dr. Garcia, enjoying a bottle right now of Culligan Water, are presented with a chilled bottle of Culligan, and we thank Culligan for their support of the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and then Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and myself will be back with you at 12:04 for the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.